John Taylor from Stern AG and Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. As we try to pick up from last week and get moving again here, the market reports and your money. Good morning, John.
Well, good morning. Yeah, the markets don't much care about the weather. They go on, right on. Of course, on Friday, the Dow was up 198 points because of a better-than-expected jobs report this morning. Dow futures are kind of flat. We'll see what happens. But there is some interesting corporate news. For example, today is the very first day of the married life, a new life beginning for American Airlines and U.S. Airways, their merger finally taking effect today. There was a last-ditch effort on the part of consumer groups and some travel agents to appeal to the Supreme Court and delay the merger. They were fearful that it would cause prices to go up and hurt services, but Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg said no dice, and it happened. So now American is the largest airline in the world. Interesting that the merger is happening and they're beginning their first day of married life today when they have hundreds and hundreds of cancellations and delays out of several of their hubs, which, of course, is costing them tens of millions of dollars. Perhaps the biggest surprise this morning, a mega merger being announced, Cisco Corporation. Now, this is not the networking people. This is the food service people out of Houston. You know, they're the people that you see behind all the food service restaurants and et cetera. They're announcing that they're going to purchase one of their competitors, U.S. Foods. Now, U.S. Foods is privately owned. It's basically owned by KKR and another private equity firm. But they're going to pay about $8.2 billion to buy U.S. Foods, merge them together. They say that combined sales will be about $65 billion, creating a world-class food service company. It's interesting that even though Cisco is going to fork out $8.2 billion, including the assumption of almost $5 billion of debt, Cisco stock is up $10 a share this morning before the market opens, or about 30%. And in other corporate news, Sears, you may not even be aware that Sears owns Lands' End, but they do. Sears says that in order to unlock the value of Lands' End, they're going to spin it off in a tax-free exchange to shareholders sometime in the next few months. They've applied to the SEC, the Securities and Exchange Commission, for approval to do so. And apparently, Sears have been shopping Lands' End to try to sell to private equity firms, had no takers, so they decided to spin it off to shareholders instead. And General Motors continues to try to tweak things. Of course, we'll talk about some of this here in just a second. But we know the GM is back up trading at the highest level it's been trading at since they came out of bankruptcy, and of course the government bailed them out. But General Motors says that they're going to reduce production in South Korea by about 20%. They're combating high wages and labor unrest there. They said they're also going to close their two remaining factories in Australia, where they're struggling with the strong Australian dollar, which is hurting their competitiveness. They've already announced they're going to close a factory in Germany. But the other thing that's kind of interesting is what they're doing in Europe. Now, they've been bleeding money in Europe, in Western Europe, for a long time. In fact, in the last quarter, they lost $200 million there. They've lost a total of $18 billion in Europe since 1999. What are they going to do about it? Well, they're going to quit selling Chevrolets. At least in Western Europe, they're going to quit selling them in France, Germany, Italy, and other Western companies. They only had a 1.1% market share, Chevrolet did, in Western Europe, which is really pretty pathetic. They say that they'll have to write off somewhere between $700 million and $1 billion in order to close those facilities. But get this, they're going to continue to sell Chevrolets in Russia, and where are they made? They're made in South Korea.
Oh, man. Oh, man. You know, it's hard to believe that General Motors should drop that low in the world.
Well, they're doing well in North America and other places, but they're just getting their head handed to them in Western Europe.
Yep. Somebody's taken their idea and made it better is what's happening.
I guess so.
All right, John. Thanks, you.
Bill.
That's John Taylor from Stern AG and Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith.